Well, today on your the teleconference, it was very interesting. You talked about economic development. This is something that obviously is important to Georgia normally, but now as we get back, I mean, this is something we still have to continue to do even while we're trying to get back up and running again. So what did you learn today?
Well, John, we had a great panel today of local economic developers from Cherokee, Douglas, and Ware counties. And then we had Commissioner Pat Wilson from the Department of Economic Development. And what we heard is though, you know, the world has been turned off in many ways. The economic development pipeline has continued to grow. Projects have continued to look at the state of Georgia. Consultants and companies have continued to visit communities, many times virtually, to look at sites. And so it was very promising. As we know, we've got a long, hard struggle out of this, that there's a great foundation that's been laid by Governor Kemp over the last several years, and that pipeline is full right now.
Yeah, it really, and that's a good thing because we have been doing things right for so long, and I guess companies still really haven't taken their eye off Georgia, and I think probably the reopening of Georgia earlier and the proof that it's doing well may have helped that. Do you think?
I think so, and Commissioner Wilson even made that comment regarding the film industry, the fact that Governor Kemp, you know, put the protocols in place, worked with the studios to make sure that folks can be safe and healthy while other states continue on lockdown. We're going to get those productions back sooner than many of our competitors, and I think we're seeing that in other economic sectors as well. But it just sends the message that we are open for business, but that we've also managed the crisis well because we've got a well-managed state.
Right, right. I tell you, we have been a tough year, but I think, you know, overall, Georgia, because they're in a great position, has weathered it pretty well. I know it's still a ways to go, but I think we're gonna be okay, right?
I think we're gonna move in the right direction. It might take a long time, but I do think we'll get back. You know, what we're going to see are businesses around the world, or, you know, U.S. companies that have operations around the world. Many of those will start looking at reshoring, changing supply lines, bringing some of those positions from overseas back home. And so I think we'll see a much more domestic spending and reshoring in the short term. We might not see as much foreign direct investment, but in the long term, I do think we'll even get those dollars back into the state of Georgia and back into the U.S. because they'll want to be closer to the U.S. consumer. And as our economy improves, consumer confidence and spending improves, more people want to be, you know, manufacturing and producing goods here. So I do think we're in a good position, and we are extremely optimistic. We're in, you know, we're 10 years ago, when we went into the recession, Georgia took longer to recover than anyone else because we really were crippled in many different economic sectors. Here, everything got hit at once. We're all on equal footing, but we're so much stronger now, you know, thanks to Governor Kemp and the Governor Deal before him and Governor Perdue before him. We'll be able to recover, I believe, much, much quicker than many of our peers around the country.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot, and I know you have more of these coming up, and we look forward to sharing it with the radio audience across Georgia. Thanks.
We appreciate you. Thanks, John. Take care.